Hello, this is Bill with Biblical Insights on Charlotte Catholic Radio, AM 1270. This report cites six psalm verses. All of them prophesy that witnesses will declare dishonestly against the Christ. For example, Psalm 26:27-14, "Give me not up to the wishes of my foes, for false witnesses have risen up against me." Psalm 34:35, verse 11, "Unjust witnesses have risen up. Things I know not of, they lay to my charge. They have repaid me evil for good, bringing bereavement to my soul." Psalm 58:59, verse 13, "By the sin of their mouths and the word of their lips, let them be caught in their arrogance for the lies that they have told under oath." Psalm 108:109, verse 2, "They have opened wicked and treacherous mouths against me. They have spoken to me with lying tongues, and with words of hatred they have encompassed me and attacked me without cause." Psalm 118:119, verse 86, "They persecute me wrongfully. Help me. They have all but put an end to me on the earth. In your kindness, give me life." Psalm 143:144, verse 11, "Rescue me from the hands of aliens, whose mouths swear false promises, while their right hands are raised in perjury." The Gospels offer fulfillment of this psalm prophecy, for during Jesus' trial, it's recorded that prejudiced witnesses did attest against him. For example, in Matthew 26:59 or Mark 14:55, we read, "Now the chief priests and the whole council sought false testimony against Jesus, that they might put him to death. But they found none, though many false witnesses came forward." The account of deceitful observers declaring against Jesus is one sound, simple to understand, and logical proof that Jesus of Nazareth is the foretold Christ. Next time, we'll explore other psalm prophecy. This is Bill with Biblical Insights. Remember, God's word is a blessing.